Because Upananda showed concern for your happiness, and you were eager to enjoy the tastes of your Vrindavan sports, you climbed onto the cart that took you away while the gopis sang of your pastimes. This begins actually the description of Lord Krishna's moving from Mahavan, where he stayed, to Vrindavan. You know, Upananda was the brother of Nanda Maharaj, and he had seen that, oh, there were so many demons who came to kill Lord Krishna in that Mahavan, and then Upananda thought, there must be something wrong with the inauspicious location. We must move Krishna away out of the zone of danger, this Mahavan or Gokul. So they arranged a huge procession where the Brijbasis put all their belongings on cart and went to go to Vrindavan. So this now describes Krishna in Vrindavan. Residing in Vrindavan greatly pleased your heart, O moon of Sri Vrindavan, dear friend of Vrindavan, ornament of Vrindavan. It is said that Lord Krishna was like the moon in the sky. When the night moon is there in the sky, at that time, there is a very pleasing atmosphere. So he was the moon which shone in Vrindavan. And it is described that while Krishna was in Vrindavan, there was such a wonderful atmosphere. Sometimes the trees would break out in spontaneous flower offerings. It is described that once Radha and Krishna went through the forest of Vrindavan, and Srimati Radharani saw at that time on the top of one particular tree a flower. So then Krishna saw that Radharani wanted to have this flower, and he told to the tree, "Oh my dear tree, please bend down and offer your flower to Srimati Radharani." So this was one of the pastimes. There's another very confidential pastime with the forest of Vrindavan. I would like you to be a little bit attentive and not talk at this moment, if it is somehow or other possible. But it is not possible, so we... we'll just read. O Krishna, who dissolved the natural enmity of the tigers and all such violent beasts, please be satisfied with me. O Krishna, you were filled with joy to see Sri Govardhan, and you were filled with joy to see the banks of the Yamuna. This completes obeisance number 30, a description of the natural beauty of Vrindavan. So a devotee has heard so much about Vrindavan, and when he hears these shlokas, then these shlokas will serve as, you could call them, inspirations or udipans, so that that part in his heart where he has heard about the beauty of Vrindavan will all of a sudden open, and he will see what he has previously read in his smaranam or his remembrance. You can see that reading the scriptures is very important if you wish that you can meditate spontaneously about the beauty of Vrindavan, if you have filled your heart with the descriptions, then the verses of Sri Krishna Lila Stava will be as like keys, which will open the chest in which the memories are stored. Now I have heard that some devotees have stopped speaking, and I want to now tell you this wonderful lila. See, sometimes in the course of the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna, there is a meeting between the divine couple, but at other times there is also a separation. This separation occurs when Srimati Radharani goes into a mood which is called man, or rejection of Krishna. This mood enhances the loving affairs of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So when this happens, Krishna becomes desperate and he goes to the flowers of Vrindavan. He picks them and he goes with these flowers to Radhakund and offers flowers and incense to Radhakund and begs the lake Radhakund, "Please shower your mercy upon me so that I can meet Srimati Radharani." So there is one little ceremony which Krishna does when Srimati Radharani does not wish to see him. It's at 12 o'clock in the night where Krishna begins to pick a particular form of night growing lilies which are blue, and he goes to a forest which is very dark like he is, and offers this blue flowers to a golden creeper which crawls up a tamal tree. And while doing this loving offering, he will chant the name Radhe, 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 and then Radharani becomes pleased. So it is said, if a devotee who wants to obtain the mercy of Srimati Radharani does this, that is, offer blue flowers which have the color of Lord Krishna's bodily hue to a golden creeper which represents Radharani, then he will be able to see Radharani after he has done this, I believe, for 1 month or so. But he has to rise every night at 12 o'clock to do this. So you can see from this how the beautiful, let me say, flowers and landscape of Vrindavan serves in the divine pastime of Radha and Krishna. You can get an idea how the land of Vrindavan is serving Radha and Krishna. And still now, when you see the trees of Vrindavan swaying in the soft breeze, you should not think that they move by the force of the wind, but you should understand it properly. They are offering arati out of their great desire to please the divine couple. This is how dear